Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Sometimes we get emotional. Things that we be going through. A way to get it out without sounding clowny is overdue. I go in the vocal booth, but that's just a chosen few. You don't gotta suffer from love issues. There's hope for you. You stuck in the homie zone, don't know the rules. Relationship ended, you need closure soon. Or you trying to spice up your sex life? We got Jet Set Jazz to help you and maybe show you moves. And victorious will interject with intellect in case you go from friends to sex to lovers, or you get rejection, or you feeling disrespect and don't know how to deal. We ain't judging, we just touch on subjects. We know how you feel. Call in. Got our host game so official. It's deep even when we playing. You know it's called the emotion picture, 'cause you can see what we be saying. Tune in.
What's up, peace. Welcome to yet another installment of the Emotion Picture Radio Show on this Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern or 5 p.m. Pacific. And I think in Costa Rica it's about 7 p.m., something like that. I don't know, but welcome. I'm showing up already. I am one of your hosts. I am Brother Victorious, and it is it's great to be here. Man, this is going to be a great show. And, okay, wait, is that my intro music?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. I ready
Did
for
you,
it. I ready for it.
I thought we were changing up the sofa and we were going to use something a little bit more native to Costa Rica.
Oh, yeah. You know what? We got to get some merengue or something like that later on. But we haven't been on for a while. It's been like 2 weeks or something like that. But I'm back from vacation. Came
How
back
was it?
From... It was great. Went to Quepos, Costa Rica. I done seen raccoons and monkeys and things like that, sloths. So I'm definitely refreshed. I came back with a lot of ideas for the show, and I'm excited to be back live with our audience.
Cool.
And
we're excited
I think,
to have you back.
Mm-hmm. We're going to address our group, our online community, too, at the end of the show. So you guys... Stay tuned, and that's it for me. And to my left, we have my esteemed hostess with the mostest, as I used to say, Jet Set and Jazz from the mean streets of. Where are you at right now, Jazz?
I'm actually in Palm Coast, Florida. I am sitting in an Avent of Florida Flagler Hospital in Palm Coast, Florida. So, yeah. And they have Wi-Fi. Yeah, I know. Believe it to me, I'll find it. I found a place they have Wi-Fi and a comfy couch, so I'm just going to hang out in this hospital and take the show.
Yeah. Now, you just happen to be in the hospital right now. Okay.
I just happen to be here.
I'm not going to ask about that, but I hope you all drive me safely. How long are you down there?
I'll be here till about tomorrow afternoon and then head back to the west coast of Florida.
Okay.
But while you were in Costa Rica, I had a wonderful time in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and D.C. So also excited about the things I have to bring back to the show.
No, you and I, we got up in New York actually one night. I just remember that.
We did.
And we saw a great show by Weekend Money.
Yes. My first, definitely not my last Weekend Money show.
Yeah. And Ray Six was there.
She was looking gorgeous as always.
And then we had a drink. We had a drink or two.
We did. We had a great time. So happy to be back in Florida though. Nice and warm. Are you guys doing okay with all that snow?
Yes, it's all right. I heard the snow when I was in Costa Rica, because I was there, you know. But I heard the snow a little bit then. And we are right now. My neighbors actually caught a ticket because they ain't shoveled their snow, but they deserve evil things to happen to them because they ain't right. But, no, snow is cool. I'm a Timberland still. And I think Shaw's not here just about yet. I think he's closing, you know, some affairs or whatever. But he tells me that he will be in because apparently all of the foosball is over. So that's that.
Oh, okay. So now we just have to compete with basketball. Is that correct?
Yeah, basketball. Yeah, yeah. And you know what? I actually, because I know sometimes certain members of the show, they be watching the game and they can't be on. I actually turned away two tickets to today's Nets Spurs game. So I want you to appreciate that. I gave them away, and, you know, I ain't doing it again, but I did give away tickets just to be here today with y'all. Even though I don't do basketball.
Yeah.
I don't know
if I would have done that, but okay.
So what's going on?
Yeah, this is a part of the show that I'm always lost when we start talking about these celebrity romance.
I don't know. Our producers come with all these reports. I don't know where she gets it from. But we used to call it Role Model Romance, but now this segment is now called Unconfirmed Role Model Romance Rumors. All right. So, again, unconfirmed, it's alleged. I wasn't there. I don't know, but I'm going to report it. So those of you who listen to the show, we know Chris Humphries always doing some sucker shit. You know, in regards to his relationship with Kim Kardashian, he won't let go. He wants her to, you know, come clean with whatever agenda he says that she has. So our producers tell us that Chris Humphries spent the night outside of Kanye's and Kim Kardashian's New Bel Air mansion. And they're saying that he played the guitar and what sounded like a mashup of Kanye's Love Lockdown and Grover Washington's Just the Two of Us. And insiders say that Humphries promised to abandon his pursuit of annulment as well as sign divorce papers immediately if Kardashian would let him, this is a quote here, I didn't say it, it's a quote, so I'm confirmed, if Kardashian would let him suck her pretty toes just one more time. So
what?
Apparently he's going, I didn't make this up, I promise. But we are taking donations for Humphries. We are looking to buy him a Saturday night special, so you can put 1 38 slug in his temple. I didn't say that, but they wrote that for me. He needs to. Was that him?
Oh shit!
I don't know, but
I'm ducking.
But your man definitely, you know, he needs closure if anything, and that's today's topic. But he needs to let it go, you know, put the guitar away. He needs to sign the papers and stop asking her to come clean and all that because it's over. So that's our thing.
Well, she should get him closure. I think she owes him that. And there is truth. I mean, truth is what it sounds like he needs to move forward. Not toe-sucking. That'll help.
But he knows the truth. I mean,
he needs to hear it later on.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
That's today's show. We can get into that. And then we actually have some great guests. Okay, we have Amanda. I'm just gonna say Udoko. She can let me know, but I'm gonna say Amanda Udoko. And we have Falami Williams, and we have Loretta. I don't know Loretta's last name, but they are creators and cast of Escaping Single, which is a series that I'm looking forward to seeing. And they also are doing a bit of crowdfunding, you know, for it. So you know, let us know what the show is about. I saw a little preview. It was pretty funny. And that's that. So, Jazz.
Yes.
As you know, our esteemed producers, Nikki and Rusty, they come with these research fun facts. And so one thing that they found from psychologytoday.com is that closure means finality. Letting go of what once was, finding closure implies a complete acceptance of what has happened and an honoring of the transition away from what's finished to something new.
Don't that just mean it's over?
Well, I mean, when it's over for one person, it may not be over for another person, I guess. But I mean, but is it ever really over, though, is one thing that I want to know. But that's later on in the show. So, and I know that was a real stalker-esque thing to say, but
it had
to be said. It's never over, bitch. But now, Nancy Kalish, PhD professor at California State University, says that a lost love that was not a friend cannot turn into a friend. It is rare that former lovers married to other people can reconnect and keep the reconnection platonic. If a person has been feeling for years their relationship didn't truly finish but ended abruptly, there's a high risk that the old romantic and sexual feelings will return. So I think she just sounds better.
No, I think Nancy is right on the money. I really do.
Dr. Nancy, do you?
Excuse me, Dr. Kalish at the California State University is right on the money that if you started a relationship based on romance, then it is very difficult to build a relationship without a romance. I find it very difficult to go back and be friends, especially after a long period of time has been between me and that relationship and just be friends. So,
can you be friends right afterwards?
No.
Okay.
Just nothing. Yeah.
Interesting.
How about for you? Is it rare for you?
Yeah. I mean, and we talked about this on our show about being friends, you know, male and females being friends. I have had people.
So you're naive. That's what we found out on that stuff.
I mean, they call me naive, everybody, but you got to listen to the archives. I'm not naive. I do have a lot of women friends. And
they're not your friends.
Nah, man. The pictures don't count. Trust me. They just want to know if I like how they look and stuff. But, no, on a real, though, there are women who I have been with, you know, years ago, who I would consider to be, you know, acquaintances. You know, we talk and there's no heavy petting. You know what I'm saying? Going on, no kissing. You know, we're just cool. You know, it just happens that we weren't supposed to be together in that way for that much longer. But you know what I mean? Unless there was a knockdown drag out, there's no reason why, you know, we can't still kick it every once in a while. If the people in our lives is cool with it.
But in this, what she says here is that old romantic and sexual feelings will return. She doesn't say that you're going to pet heavy, that you're going to kiss, that you're going to be physical with one another, but that those feelings are there. And sometimes those feelings can be unhealthy, not necessarily for both parties. Like in your case, you're perfectly fine.
Right.
But these other people, in my opinion, they're not your friends.
They're like plotting against me?
I don't think they're plotting against you. I think that they're, you know, lingering with these high romantic and sexual feelings. Maybe hoping for a chance. But anyway.
So they're like, fuck that bitch you with, basically, what they're saying in their mind.
That or, you know, I really like being in his presence because it reminds me of, or maybe if I hang around as a friend, he'll see me in this way again. But we could do a part two of the friend show because it sounds like we don't have closure on that topic.
Yeah. Well, we also find that they say the internet cut out the middleman, meaning that now a married adult can find a lost love through Facebook and I guess MySpace and like that happens a lot. It actually happened in our online community, which sparked this conversation. I think that there was a person who was married, and their high school sweetheart contacted them and called her for closure. And the closure apparently is something that can only be face-to-face. It couldn't be over the phone. So a lot of folks thought that she was playing herself by trying to meet him and everything. But I think it's okay to find out what happened to that person. Don't you want to know how that person turned out, Jess?
Yes and no. I mean, I just kind of feel like once they're out of your life, they're out of your life. I've had an ex tell me before that unless something very significant happened in my life, that he would prefer if I didn't contact him out of respect for his wife.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay, well, what?
And, you know, I really think that it was her that was leading that, but and that's okay, you know, and I respected that. And I think when I had a close relative that he knew as well pass away, I did reach out because I consider that to be significant. But other than that, you know, I think that out of respect for the end of the relationship, you kind of need to let it go. So
right.
It's not very easy, but I think the internet does make it very difficult to end relationships because you share friends. You know, you can see what this person is doing, even if they have their stuff blocked, even if you just look at their profile picture, like, damn, he looks good, or shit, she gained a lot of weight, you know, so it kind of keeps that person relevant, which can make it very difficult.
Okay. And I just got
past threats here. Go ahead.
I just got a note passed to me. I don't think he'll be on today's show. But he apparently has a good reason, so it's cool.
Is he at the hospital with me? Is he in here in the hospital?
No,
then
not
he doesn't
hospital.
Have a good reason.
No, I think that, like, his dishwasher, you know, flooded in his kitchen or something like that. I'm thinking, is there soap suds everywhere or something like that? But, anyhow, it's funny because people, they have dreams about people is apparently like the number one reason to reopen communication with someone. It's always that fictitious dream that people say they have about you. I mean, have you ever experienced that? What's up with that?
I can't say that they lie. When someone tells me that, I really do think, like, man, they just want to talk to me. But it has happened to me where I've had, like, a very, very strong dream about an ex, and I wanted to reach out to see that they were okay. Sometimes I have.
Yeah, okay.
Sometimes I have, and sometimes I haven't. And I've had to really explore, what am I reaching out for? Because you can have a dream and just let it go. But you can also use it as an excuse. And if I found myself using it as an excuse to talk to that person, I mean, sometimes I did. I won't lie. And other times I'm just like, you know what, I'm about to open up a can of worms, so just leave it alone. So I think it could be both.
I just want to know, what is a strong dream? What do we call it, a strong dream? Just curious.
To me, a strong dream is when I can see the person clearly. It feels like it really happened. I wake up, I remember it, and, like, they were a very significant part of the dream. It's like they had an overwhelming presence in the dream.
Okay.
So.
That's
a different dream, Olu.
Nah, it's funny because there was this person who I briefly talked to, you know what I'm saying? No heavy petting was involved, right? And then a few years later, they told me they had a dream about me, you know, and I inquired, and they were saying they don't remember much, but, you know, I smelled like brown sugar, and I'm like, well, you know, you gotta be close to me, smoke brown sugar, whatever. And at the end of the dream, I found out that there was my jizz was on her thigh.
Needless to say
that we met. She said, I think we should get up. And this is after years and shit. So I guess you know, I was still on her mind. I mean, you can't really blame me because, you know, you've seen me, Jess. But, you know, it's funny because people use that dream to get in there. But, yeah, there was the brown sugar and jizz dream. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, they're trying to get in there. And
yeah,
you
gotta applaud that, right? Although, that was brave. You don't just tell no random dude. We, like I said, we weren't together.
Yeah.
It's just that, you know, she just had that strong jizz dream.
Yeah, that's a bit much. And let me guess, she's just a friend to you.
Well, she ain't no more, but... if you have any opinion or experience on closure or the whereabouts of Sha, you can give us a call at 323-657-1479. We're going to open up the line in a few minutes, but for now we're going to introduce our guests.
Awesome! And I would like the honor of doing that.
But go ahead, Jess.
Okay. So we're going to be exploring a little bit more about getting closure with tonight's special guest, and we're actually really fortunate to have Amanda Idoko of Escaping Single along with her cast members, and she'll be telling us more about these ladies that will be joining us tonight. Amanda is an artist pursuing writing and acting in New York City, and her work has been seen on several New York stages, including the Urban Stage, Sleep Theater, and the Manhattan Repertory Theater. And I'm excited because she is also an award-winning, recognized talent actress and playwright. She's been featured in the Austin Film Festival screenplay and teleplay competition, and also a winner of Best Actress, Best Play in the Strawberry One Act. So she's the real deal. And Amanda and her cast will be joining us tonight. They will tell us a little bit more about their production, in which they're producing and starring in an original comedy web series called Escaping Single, which is actually extremely funny, and we're very fortunate to have them on the show tonight. So welcome, Amanda and Kat.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing fine.
Great. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Thank you. So tell us about Escaping Single.
So Escaping Single is an original comedic web series about being single and looking for love in New York City.
Yeah.
And the idea is just following these women in Brooklyn and their journey, their quest to find love.
And escape singledom.
And it's, so. Yeah, escape being single.
And it's not easy, so... You're for a treat.
Now, are you three ladies single?
Yes, we are.
Well, the motto of the emotion picture is fall in love or ask pray.
And we and I feel like that is also fits well with the show because it definitely is. You know, you just have to go out there and do it. You know, and it will be a struggle, but, you know, all you can do at the end of the day is put yourself out there.
Yeah, and in reality, it's not an easy thing to do, to go out there and just, like, open yourself up to this vulnerability. And I think Escaping Single takes this comedic, hilarious look at that idea.
So are we getting real-life stories from all of you?
I feel like we definitely are. I feel like a lot of the stories, like when I was writing this, there was a lot of things that were going on with me or like stories that I heard from my friends. I was like, oh, I need to write this down. This is so true to life. I feel like everyone's going to be able to relate to this. And so there are some stories in there that people will connect with.
Mm-hmm.
So, as far as Indiegogo, where I found you, tell us about your experience with Indiegogo.
So, guys, we're having some sound issues. Our listeners are going to hear quite an echo.
Oh, yeah, that's a horrible echo.
Yeah. So, if you guys are using the computer on your end, just by any chance, if you don't mind muting it or dialing in to... Okay, or dialing into the show number, and this is for our listeners too, 323-657-1479. Press 1, and we'd love to have you join us. But I don't hear the echo anymore, so whatever you did is fantastic.
Okay, yeah. Great.
Keep on doing that. Keep on doing that.
We will.
Okay.
So about Indiegogo, tell me about it.
Oh, Indiegogo, yeah. Well, I guess a neat idea that we're trying out with the funding of the production is using this crowdfunding site called Indiegogo. And it's actually really good because it gives us a chance to collaborate with the audience, get a lot of feedback along the way of finding funding for the piece. And so, yeah, people are interested in helping us and supporting us with the show. They can check out our website, escapingsingle.com, and also find us on Indiegogo to support the campaign. And then we have some videos up there so they can get a little bit more information about the show.
Okay. So what, is the show written already?
It's completely written. We start production in March. The first season's already been written, and we had a great feedback at its reading.
Okay. Well, and how many episodes is it?
It's a 16-episode season.
16, okay. And how many minutes is each episode?
Well, this is a short series, so like each episode is about roughly like 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well,
we're very excited to hear more about your project and see it all the way through. So we will be following you all. And anyone that is tuned in can check us out on Twitter, on Instagram, or on Facebook and get information on how to reach Amanda and the crew and learn more about Escaping Single. So, ladies, let's get to the topic. I want to know from one of you, what does closure mean to you?
Well, okay, when I was thinking about it and just listening to what the conversation you were having before, and I guess closure means, in this relationship tense, coming to, like, an understanding and an acceptance of, I guess, the relationship that you had, what you got from it, and the kind of person you're going to be going forward.
Jeez, that was deep. So okay. I guess you have closure, I guess, in your last relationship, huh?
Yeah. Did it really feel like that? Well, first of all, who was that? Who was just speaking?
That was Falami. That's Falami Williams.
Falami. Okay, Miss Williams. So this last relationship of yours, did you really feel like on this day, it is over, I am done, I have learned what I needed to learn, and you move forward? Did it feel that cut and dry?
No.
What does it really look like?
That was a sad little no, too.
Yeah. What does it really look like to you? Does it look like a tub of ice cream sitting on your couch with your girlfriend surrounding you? You bash him first, you go through denial. I want to know what that process is really like before you come to this, you know, I am woman, hear me, Lord.
Well, I mean, I'm usually not a very happy person. I get angry, and then I feel the need to go to the gym and look a lot better than I usually do. So just, you know, put it in the face, like, this is what you lost. This is what you're missing. And eventually, it takes me a while to come to the point where maybe I can even speak to that person, but after I break up, I'm just like, I'm done. I don't even speak to you, don't want to look at you, don't want to talk to you, blah, blah, blah. And it takes me a while to get to a point where I can be nice.
Okay. Thank you.
Falami, are you still angry?
No.
I think that Loretta and Amanda say yes, that she's still angry.
Have you been working out a lot, Falami?
I have. Me and Planet Fitness, 24
hours. She's still burning calories over this guy. Okay.
That's okay. But that's good. I mean, it's nice to hear that you have a process, you know, a coping mechanism that works for you, and you also know what it looks like when you're done. So,
yeah.
I can appreciate that. No textbook answers, ladies, okay? No sentences.
All right.
Now, Amanda, did I pronounce your last name correctly?
My last name, Idogo.
Oh, that's pretty good. Right. Now, mm-hmm. Amanda, is it ever too late to seek closure?
I feel like, it's sort of like for me, I guess because I handle things a little differently, I don't need that, like, you know, have a conversation, we need to have closure. Like, for me, it's just like, okay, it's done, fade away, and I'm over it. And so,
cold-hearted.
But I feel like in terms of, is it ever too late, I mean, I feel like no one should be coming up to you, like, years later, like, I really need to talk to you. I'm like, really? So, when Dick was talking about that person in our online community that had someone years later say that they needed face-to-face conversation with her, she's already married and everything, you would not engage in that.
Yeah, when you guys said that, I was like, wow, that's insane. She's moved on. She's gotten married. I don't think that she needs to have that face-to-face conversation to get past that. I feel like when you're married to someone, you should have gotten past that.
No, but he wanted it. So you're saying that you would deny him that chance to get over it?
Yes.
They sound so wicked, don't they? So,
yes,
so Amanda, let's say you had a breakup. Let's say you had a breakup and it was 2 months ago. And he wanted to talk to you to get clarity on some things so he can move on with his life. You would say, nah, son. Or would you speak to him and give him information he wanted to know?
Okay. I mean,
I'm a nice person. I feel like if someone, you know, said they needed, you know, oh, I need to, like, talk to you to move on with my life. But I feel like people, at least I haven't had that experience, people don't generally do that. I mean, Loretta, do you want to say something? In the experiences I've never had someone say, I need to have this conversation to move on with my life.
See, this is all so funny to me. This is Loretta. Because I am, like, the closure queen.
Oh, my God.
Like, closure is so important for me. And I think, I mean, okay. It definitely depends on the length of the relationship. Like, I just got out of a long-term relationship, and it was very important for me to understand the reasons why it failed, because I wanted to move on with my life, but I put so many hopes and dreams, and, like, I could see my future with this guy. And so when it ended, mm-hmm. you know, I needed that. And I guess I learned that it was something that ultimately I had to give myself. I mean, I could have asked him a million times why things ended, but the fact is he just didn't want to be with me anymore, you know, and that's for
right.
people, no matter, you know, how they say it. But I crave my closure.
Okay, Salami, I need you to give Loretta a hug before we continue. And Amanda, you give her a Kleenex, because now, Loretta, how long was this relationship, Loretta?
It was almost 4 years.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, these young bastards. Okay, I hear that. Now
you know,
how did you get your closure, Loretta?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think I'm doing pretty well.
Okay.
Yeah,
you know
what? Loretta. Loretta, you said something earlier that stood out for me. You said that this it's something you could have given yourself, or something that you need to give yourself. So that tells me that closure doesn't necessarily have to come from another person. It can come from just accepting that it's over, which we heard in Vic's earlier definition. So what do you do? Like, how do you give yourself closure? Or how are you going to give yourself closure? Because something tells me you don't have it yet.
You just have to be really gentle with yourself, because when a relationship ends, obviously there are two people at fault. It's not just you and it's not just them. There's, you know, myriad reasons why it's over. So you can't take all of the blame, but you also can't, you know, deflect any, you know, anything that you might have done wrong to contribute to the end of it. So I think just understanding, like, why it was in this relationship that you, you know, weren't your best self, and then trying to improve upon those things and understanding, you know, you're human, and sometimes, you know, things just go wrong, you know, so.
Now, does escaping single have any instances where an ex-boyfriend comes on the scene?
Oh, what did you say?
I need to hire me as a writer. It might work.
An ex-boyfriend. Do we have any ex-boyfriend? I don't think you do.
What do you mean? What was the question?
See?
Like, we have
I was asking
you
any episodes of ex-boyfriend.
Escaping single. We got to get there first.
Yes.
We got to escape single before we have our
ex-boyfriend. I hear that. And, Jazz, you know, we have Sha joined us. What's going on, Sha?
Mm-hmm. Yo. What's poppin'?
Hi.
Hey. How
you doing? Sha, that's Amanda, Loretta, and Salami.
Yes, we have three beautiful ladies joining us tonight, all escaping single, and you're late. What do you have to say for yourself, sir?
I told them this was flooded, man. Go with
that. Yeah, I'm just listening and learning about closing, because I don't know anything about it, so I'm trying to get it myself.
Oh, God.
Sha sounds like Loretta right now.
I know, the closure queen and the closure king have joined us this evening.
Yeah,
so one of the nice pieces of advice that we just received from Loretta, and Sha, you may be able to take this home with you tonight, is to be gentle with yourself. Give yourself the time that you need to get the closure, and don't expect to get closure from someone else. It might be something that you yourself can provide. Did I get it right, Loretta?
You bet. I'm a beautiful.
All right.
He said that.
We got a formula.
I didn't hear that. That's dope. Because I wonder what happens if only one person wants closure. That's something that you may have experienced with. One person wants closure. Another person doesn't want closure.
It sounds familiar.
No.
Okay, we'll
move on. This might be too fresh. This sounds like too fresh.
Let me ask you, Jazz. Say you're in a relationship. Oh shit, it was a good. So if you're in a relationship and the person you're with says that they need closure from their ex, what do you say about that? Do you respect that, or are you mad about that?
Yeah, no, I have respect. I mean, I think that it's important, you know, if someone new that I'm with and they haven't squared away business with someone that they were with before, it is important that they address that, because it's only going to continue to, you know, rear its head throughout our relationship. Now, that does raise a flag to me. It lets me know that there's a good chance that this person is not ready to be in a relationship, because I think there needs to be some time between closure and opening up a new door. So I would have respect for that, but I would also, you know, keep my antennas pretty much open to make sure that I'm not jumping in too fast with someone who may not recognize that they're not ready themselves.
Okay.
Exactly.
Now, Amanda, you're the angry one. So what would you say? If someone you're with, they need to meet their ex just to have lunch, just to talk about what went wrong.
I mean, I'm not in a relationship right now, but I feel like I wouldn't hold them against that or stop them from doing that. You know,
okay.
Let them meet that person and get over it. I mean, let them get over that before they want to be with me, I say.
Well, this is Salami. I have to agree with, I think, Jazz. I think it's maybe a little bit of a sign that they're not fully ready to commit to a relationship with another person. And, I mean, I completely respect that. They just need to resolve that issue before.
I think that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
You know what, girls? While you're escaping single, I really think that these people that need closure are sometimes great people to date. They're great people to date, have fun with, experience new things with. And if you recognize it, I don't say write them off. You know, like, oh, you're still hung up about your ex-girlfriend. That's okay. Let's have fun while we, you know, kind of explore what you're going to do with that.
It's so funny.
Yeah. And then, ladies, when they get too serious, that's when you say, well, really, I think that you need to spend some time in between closing that relationship and starting a new one. And then that's how you kind of break it off, and then you go to the next.
Wow.
Okay. What, Vic?
You gave them the spell book.
Yeah. It works. And it's fun. That's how you, you know, last trying.
That's true.
Let's open up the callers. 323-657-1479 if you have anything to ask of our guests, Sha, myself, or Jasmine, or like to share your experience with closure or needing closure. And if you'd like us to put a phone call in, we can call someone for you and ask them the questions you need to. That can be a service, a little closure service. Okay. All right, Loretta, what you want to know? I'm going to ask them.
We can get closure for you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We have a closure team.
We go in your house, we delete all pictures, you know, we take all the t-shirts away.
That's someone's job in real life.
We unfriend. We unfollow.
Yeah, we unfriend. That. You know what? We got to do this. We got to do this. But 1999, we will erase all memories of this person, and we'll find you a new date. Anyway, I think we have a...
They're trying to set you up.
Yeah, exactly.
Does closure have to be about that denial? I mean, if you're really, like, cutting somebody out of your life like that, are you really closing the book, or are you just pushing feelings down that are really there, you know?
Is that Loretta?
You know? What do you think?
Well,
some of the decision remove me from his life was all on his. So I didn't have a lot of choice as far as like him deleting me. But you know what? For me, I had to remove things that were causing me pain. So eventually, yeah, the photos had to go. But I didn't, you know, just toss them out because I thought that would make me feel better. I kept them until I felt like I could let them go.
And how long ago was this?
How long ago was it?
Oh, wow, it's just been over a year. So it's still, it's still a little bit fresh. But you know what? I'm fine.
Well, we do have a show. We have an archive show. We had it over a year ago. And I believe it was called Getting Over an Ex. And even though you are 99.9% there, check out that archive and maybe you'll have some other tips to learn. But,
I would love that. Thank you so much.
All right.
Do that last fish to get 4%.
I think that we have a caller. And caller 585, are you there? 585, very cool. Rochester.
Okay.
I think maybe they got stage fright. Okay, so
they got stage fright.
So I'm gonna leave that mic on though. So call up 585-727-0 blah blah blah. Whenever you're ready, just jump in. You know, it's hard. It's hard to get on the air and get with us. We ask these tough questions.
That's a good trio. That's really good.
So Sha. I'm just learning right now.
Yo.
you have any questions on the topic of closure? It sounds like I think it was Amanda. Amanda seems pretty tough on that stuff. Anything you want to ask her? She may have some advice for you.
Oh, no. Nah,
Amanda's
cool.
Angry. She's always angry. No, okay.
Yeah, I'm good.
So let me ask you all. What is your goal for the show?
Well, the goal we had for the show, we just wanted to take a look at that. I feel like the place before the relationship, where that stage where you haven't been in a long-term relationship, you haven't had that true love, that like defining love where you feel like I had this one true love that I felt really connected to, and then you wake up one day and you realize, wow, I'm still single and I haven't been in love. What's going on? Let's you know, and I feel like the mission is to find that, you know, magical thing. And so the show is, like, exploring that idea of someone out there that single status, someone who's really, like, on a mission to ditch that single status.
Okay. Now, are the three of you ladies, are you currently looking to be unsingle right now, to stay single? not Loretta. Are you all drinking wine right now? Is like a wine circle going on?
It is.
It's all right. We should have wine. I feel like I spent this summer. I think that's interesting though, because I just spent the summer trying, like, you know, looking for a relationship, like, you know, trying to like find someone, and it kind of gave me a lot of material for what I was writing. And at this point right now, I'm so focused on myself and doing things right now that I don't have time to like even think about, oh wow, I'm still single. But then the moments I do, I'm like, oh, I'm going to write that down and, you know, make it an episode.
Okay, so you're making it work for you. I can appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, I'm kind of following Amanda's lead. Like, this summer, wanted to be in a relationship, was in a relationship, but now it's about
four. Like, people want to be in a relationship in the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Summer, like in the winter, you're like, I don't want to go outside anyway. It's fine.
Producer Olu, you there, Olu? Oh, we have a call.
Okay. We have welcome.
Number. Is that caller 585?
Yes.
Five again?
Whoever you are. You called, you pressed one, you're on the air. Hello, welcome to the Emotion Picture.
I guess they unwound.
Unwound. What is everyone so scared of? We only torture our guests.
Let's get to you.
What?
Olu, are you there, Olu? Olu's our producer, everybody.
Okay. So we lost Olu.
Nah,
we lost our
caller. Oh, okay. Olu, our producer. What about you? What do you feel? You're the engineer. You are a producer. And actually, I think we have, now they're calling in. These people are hilarious. We have caller 347. No, they hung up. Okay, we have caller 225. Area code 225. Where is that anyway?
I think people are calling into the closure team. Listen.
Man, hung up. Mm-hmm. People, do not dial. Don't press 1 if you're not ready to speak. But do dial 323-657-1471. I'm sorry, 1479. And if you would like to speak, just dial 1. But if not, you just listen.
If you're looking for some assistance from the closure team, please email us at theemotionpicture@gmail.com. Don't call in tonight. We can't discuss it on the air.
Yeah, and if you would like us to come in your home and erase everything about them and slap you a couple of times, we will do that too. We have caller 347-407. You're on the air.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, we're okay. How are you?
We know this voice. Hey.
We do?
Who's that? This is Miss J.
Okay, Miss J. Miss J. Is it former Angry Milk number one? Former.
We fixed her.
Now she's just Miss J. We've upgraded her to just Miss J. No longer
okay.
Angry.
So I listened to the show. I'm sorry. I haven't been really active in calling in, but I've been listening in. And the topic tonight about closure, to me, I'm wondering if someone is actually wanting closure, the person that wants closure, that person just might need therapy. Because if the other person has actually moved on with their life, and they're married, they're happy, then I think that person has no business infiltrating what they have. I think they should move on, because if it was meant to be, then it would.
But Ms. J, you know, let's say in the case of Loretta, been with this person for about 4 years, and this abruptly ended. I mean, she shouldn't feel any way about it? Like, she's just dust her boots off, keep on walking?
Yes, I think she should just keep going, because if the person cared that much about him, then they would have given him an explanation if they weren't just dropped.
Hmm.
I mean, obviously, they didn't care enough to give them the explanation, so why would you want to come back years later to try to figure it out? Therapy. That's basically what they need.
That's expensive.
It's free, because this is where we like to tell everyone that Jazz actually is a licensed clinical social worker. So, you know, you can have free therapy every Sunday from 8 to 9, Sunday, theemotionpicture.com. So.
Yes, and you can also contact me for personal consultations or group therapy, too.
I'm a bartender, so it's like the same thing.
You know. Yes. Exactly.
It's the same damn time. So I'll pour them, and she'll slap you.
Why would you want to get therapy from the person that left you in the first place? How would you even trust to believe what their explanation would be behind it?
That's a good question.
I'm just saying, if they hurt you before, then you're setting yourself up to be hurt again, because you may not even like what they tell you, whether it be the truth or not.
Well, I think that not every ex is evil, though, and has a diabolical plan to destroy you. I mean, there may be a little bit of honesty to what they say, no?
Yeah, they could be honest, but if they were brutally honest, then that would probably be more harm than you know, anything. It may not be helpful.
I would want that myself. I want you to be brutally honest. Let me know what it was. I mean, you may be wrong, but I do want to know what, you know, I was projecting to make you feel a certain way. So, like, I think maybe Falami said earlier, so when I go to my next relationship, I don't do the same thing, or I just know what the same thing may bring me. But again, I don't really go too much looking for closure myself, but I can understand the concept.
Yeah, I think it's basically on an individual basis. I think it depends on how that person is, because if you're secure within yourself to a certain degree, if someone left you, then you might be thinking to yourself that they weren't worth your time anyway, or maybe some people need that because it helps them to move on. But I look at it like if a person just, you know, if, for whatever reason, if your relationship ended abruptly and you had no type of closure that you were looking for, I don't think you should move backwards.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Well, escaping single, ladies, do you want to comment on that?
I mean, I kind of agree. I think, like, closure is, like, a person's way of going through their own version of the grieving process after they break up, and that's individual.
Yes.
I mean, like, you need to come to who you are before you can go get input from somebody else or ask somebody else what they think. So, I agree. It's an individual thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm done.
So, Vic, this is Jasmine, and I do want to share my own personal experience with closure. I'll be brief. So it's a little bit different for me. I am a person that likes to give closure. Not so much get it from someone else. I am very much like Amanda and Miss J that called in. I speak for myself, whatever it is I need to move on. But if I find areas in the relationship that I have done someone wrong or I feel like perhaps I wasn't very clear, I do reach that. I have gone back and I have talked to exes and told them that, you know, I'm sorry for things that I've done in the past. And for one in particular, I always used to say, I don't give enough of myself. I didn't give enough of myself in the relationship. And about a year or two later, I did go back and say, you know what, you're right. I didn't give myself because I didn't know all I had to give at the time. So that's a different form of closure for me. I don't expect anything, but I do think that to kind of end that chapter, I owe that person a little bit of an explanation or, you know.
Okay, well, thank you for calling up, Ms. J.
Well,
those of you who are long-term listeners would remember that Ms. J was our first pranking victim, prank call shit out of Ms. J.
Thanks a lot.
All right, Ms. J. Okay. Well, we're almost out of here, and here is a section we like to call Jasmine, and this week's Ask Jasmine comes from Thrill Seeker from North Carolina, USA. All right, so let me say Trail Seeker. Jazz. How do I get my boyfriend to open up and be more adventurous in the bedroom? Valentine's Day is coming up, and I like to spice things up. Any suggestions?
Okay. Hey, Trill. Hope you're listening in. Yes, I think you have some suggestions, which I have to credit the members of the Emotion Picture Facebook community. I would suggest that since you are just now preparing for Valentine's Day, which happens to be in 4 days, that's my first problem with you, that you do something that's a little bit easy and try adding a new edible to your, some adventure in your bedroom. It's something that could be very easily incorporated, perhaps whipped cream, chocolate, caramel, strawberries. I actually have an idea. You have 30 minutes to look through our archives, listen to the Mile High Show on Orally Yours, and learn some new tricks. Yes. Learn some new tricks of what you can do with maybe some ice, some wax, some peaches. I don't know. We have plenty in there that you can do very quickly.
Cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To get that type of response out of your boyfriend. So, again, and ladies on the line, if you want to try something new in your pursuit in escaping single, also check out the Mile High Show, which Jazz, myself, and King, we give some great tips on how to add adventure.
I think they're tap dancing on a hardwood floor in the background. knock it off, Escaping Single Crew. We only got 2 minutes left. Knock it off, please. In the background, but okay, I like that. Edibles, you know, good for edibles.
Anybody that's listening and you haven't thought of anything new to do for Valentine's Day or just for this year in general, try adding something out of your refrigerator into your bedroom. Fair enough. Mm-hmm.
All right. And that is the Ask Jasmine for this week. And check out the Mile High show on the same Blog Talk Radio channel. And if you'd like to ask Jasmine a question, you can email her at theemotionpicture@gmail.com or brightideas@theemotionpicture.com or just go to her website, jetsitandjasmine.com. Now, Amanda, where can people donate to your project?
I'm sorry?
Where can people donate to your project?
They can go to Indiegogo and / Escaping Single, and they can also check out our website, escapingsingle.com. We have the donation link up posted up there as well. And they should really support this show. Young artists, it's going to be a fun show. I think it's going to be really relatable. A lot of people will be into it. So, yeah, check out escapingsingle.com.
So, and how much money do you need to do the show?
We're raising $5,000 for production to shoot the first half of the season.
Okay.
Hey, girl, we're almost there, so you guys can help us reach our goal.
I have a really great idea. We're going to do a Jet Setting Jasmine Escaping Single Party, and we're going to help raise money for your show. So, hit me up after.
Thank you.
So, when is the deadline?
We have to raise money by March 1st.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We have 2 more weeks.
All right, people. Well, I definitely endorse the show. So all y'all who trust me, I put my money where my mouth is, so hopefully you all will too. And
thank
if you go
thank
to,
you.
Yeah, escapingsingle.com or, you know, it's definitely great. They're pretty funny, and that's that. So thank you all, and please
thank you
definitely
so much for
come again.
Us on. Thank you.
Yeah, listen out
thank
next
you.
Week. Remember, every Sunday, 8 o'clock, tell a friend. And I need my cameo in episode 9. I'm just letting you know from now. And then re-intro me in episode 14. I'm for real, though. I'll be someone crazy ass looking for closure. I'm like, why, Loretta? Why I had to be like that, though? I haven't heard Loretta in 6 minutes, so I'm actually pretty worried about her. So you take care of Loretta now. It was a year or two, a little bit long, but, you know. But, thank you
thanks,
again,
girls.
Escape and Tingle crew. Right.
Thank you.
Now, Vic, we have some business to handle in the last 2 minutes of the show.
All right. Some of y'all know that we have an online community, which is on several social media networks, from Twitter to Black Planet. I did say Black Planet, yes. I'm still on there. And Facebook. Facebook being, I think, the most popular. And if you want to check out facebook.com/groups/theemotionpicture or some shit like that, it's fine. You'll find it. Go to our website, theemotionpicture.com, and click on the Facebook link and you'll find it. I did want to speak to people who may be new or old listeners of our show and new or old supporters of our group. We feel that relationships and emotions don't just have one side. We feel that there is about 360 degrees to anything. And relationships, we have happiness, we have sadness, we have anger, we have gladness, we have sex, and we have love and forgiveness and things like that. So just get off our shit, you know what I'm saying? Get over yourselves. And if you don't like it, you know what I'm saying, you can just log off and you can listen to someone else, but you can talk about everything. We're talking about everything. And if you don't like it, I don't know what to tell you, but, you know, spell my website right. That's theemotion, picture. I can't spell it. I'm a dropout, but picture.com. And that's it, you know, and we love you still. We love you every day but Sunday, okay? And... And
we're not
Olu,
censoring ourselves for you.
Yeah,
fuck
I ain't censoring nothing. Ain't censoring nothing. People inboxing me talking about, you know, they see, you know, they see better for me and shit like that. And I don't know where you're going with this group. Shut up.
We like naked pictures. We like gay people. We like swingers.
Yeah, they must hate Jazz. Oh, she's on the polls. I don't know why she got to do the poll.
We like We like to twerk. This is what we do.
This is a twerk. They acting rat. Shut up. You know what I'm saying? Get over yourselves. You know what I'm saying? And if you think I'm talking about you, I'm probably not, but maybe I should be. Okay? So you can send me an email at brightideas@emotionpicture.com. And you know,
if it's not
a
bright idea, don't send that shit.
You can show me how to keep a show running for 2 years like this. And next week is our anniversary, actually. But show me how to do that, okay? Show me how to create this online following. And show Sha how to do hit records like he be doing. And that's all.
Yeah,
show,
every
show
month.
Show Dad how to do shows from the hospital.
Word.
Shut up.
All right.
But we love you all regardless. So we are out. Olu, take us away with a song, please, sir. Olu, drop that, Olu, before I put you on the list. That's one more time. Mm-hmm. Turn that up, son. Turn that up. I cannot, yo.
No more, then cool is fine. Before you go, baby, can we fuck one more time? I know I fucked up and sorry and what you wanna hear, but I can't change that shit, dog. It is what it is. And you can go fuck another nigga if that's how you feel. If that's gonna make you feel better, then go on do it, hell. You ask me about the little petty shit and I kept it real. Know that shit probably hard for you to swallow steel. And I ain't know how bad I hurt you till I seen you steal. And I ain't asking you to accept how a nigga live. You feel another nigga can treat you better, then that's what it is. But let the truth be told, it's been my pussy for years. Now you got all your little homegirls all up in your ear. Just let's fuck one more time before you deal. I know you caught me cheating and you're tired of me lying. I'ma be honest with you, baby, I know I crossed the line. You wanna fuck with me no more, then cool is fine. Before you go, baby, can we fuck one more time? I know you caught me cheating and you're tired of me lying. I'ma be honest with you, baby, I know I crossed the line. You wanna fuck with me no more, then cool is fine. Before you go, baby, can we fuck one more time? I know it's probably best for us to go our separate ways, cause I know me, I'ma fuck up again anyway. But in my motherfucking heart, nigga, want you to stay. Cause once you fuck up, this shit can never be straight. I'm dead ass wrong, that's why I ain't got shit to say. I know you think a nigga ain't give a fuck anyway. I just had to fuck you good the other day, and how that pussy would bite shit, I ain't wanna skate. You rode that dick so long until you start to shake, and I can tell when you was nutting, see it in your face. But miss fuck you from the bike and how I grabbed your waist. And most of all, I'ma miss how that pussy tastes. I know you caught me cheating and you're tired of me lying. I'ma be honest with you, baby, I know I crossed the line. You wanna fuck with me no more, then cool is fine. Before you go, baby, can we fuck one more time? I know you caught me cheating and you're tired of me lying. I'ma be honest with you, baby, I know I crossed the line. You wanna fuck with me no more, then cool is fine. Before you go, baby, can we fuck one more time? It ain't another nigga who gon' fuck you like I do. You talk that shit all you want, but babe, you know it's true. I fucked up, I said I'm sorry, now it's on you. Can play stupid and give me away if you want to. You say fuck it, it's over, then I guess we do. I know if I caught you cheating, I'd probably cut you loose. Don't get it fucked up, I ain't trying to tell you what to do. Whatever decision you make, I got to live with it. Whatever your answer is, just make sure you can deal with it. But if we do break up, I'ma keep trying to get it. This shit we going through right now is real silly. Cuss me out and let's fuck, baby, and go kill it. I know you caught me cheating and you're tired of me lying. I'ma be honest with you, baby, I know I crossed the line. You wanna fuck with me no more, then cool is fine. Before you go, baby, can we fuck one more time? I know you caught me cheating and you're tired of me lying. I'ma be honest with you, baby, I know I crossed the line. You wanna fuck with me no more, then cool is fine. Before you go, baby, can we fuck one more time?
Shut up.